Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up tonight, we get the chance to talk about a little bit about tech. You've got a story, Aria, about people and their obsession and frustration with notifications. This is something I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. If you have a mobile device, or even not if it's mobile, sometimes, you know, just going on websites, they give you notifications there, too.
Dude, I hate that. And I don't know when it started, but suddenly they decided, hey, we can send notifications directly to your desktop. I'm like, hey, or no, you could not.
Yeah, I see. I go on things that I would never want a notification from, like Petco to get a, you know, a thing for Coconut, his appointment. And it'll say, do you want to allow Petco to send you notifications? Like, why would I want that?
So
emails are bad enough.
We can talk about that coming up here, but to start things out tonight, inflation is, of course, something that everybody has to deal with in addition to notifications. Whether you got a device or not, whether you are into technology or not, inflation is going to affect your life. And, of course, the mainstream media doesn't really know what it is.
I think they do, but they're running, you know, cover for the government, so they can't just outright say, oh, yeah, by the way, the government calls this.
I don't think you're giving them too much credit. I mean, if they went to school in the government system, which most of them probably did, then they were taught that inflation is a rise in prices, which is not actually what inflation is. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, and prices tend to rise as a result of that. So price increases are a symptom of inflation, but they are almost always in the media, you know, saying that it's the prices going up that is the actual inflation. They don't get it.
I think you're correct, because now that you say that, I remember videos of, you know, reporters at the Crypto 6 rage referring to fiat currency as flat currency because they know so little about the subject.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. These guys don't know what they're talking about. And they, not only that, some of them are definitely running cover because they're printing articles about how inflation's good for you. Oh, it's going to actually give you more money. You're going to have, you're going to get paid more
per
hour.
You're going to be a millionaire now.
Yeah, well, it's not long.
And it doesn't matter that a loaf of bread costs $700,000. You're a millionaire. You made it.
Yeah, exactly. We've got on our wall in the studio a $10 trillion Zimbabwe note.
And look at you, a trillionaire.
We're a ten trillionaire. That's right.
If we and yet it's completely worthless. No,
well, I mean, somebody paid for it. It probably wasn't more than like 20 cents.
As a novelty, it's got value. But it's... $10 trillion, what is that? Is that Zimbabwe?
That's Zimbabwe, yeah.
That's not going to buy you a whole lot in Zimbabwe.
No.
If it buys you anything, I don't even think that
they're
will buy you a pack of gum.
No, they'll laugh at you if you pull that out in Zimbabwe. But the funny thing is there's also a $1 Zimbabwe note sitting right next to it with the exact same artwork, just on like a different color set, essentially.
Is that what they brought out later when they had to change a trillion to one or something?
I don't know the history there. Yeah, that's a good question, Bonnie, because they're doing that in Venezuela. I don't know if they did redenominations in Zimbabwe or they just cranked it up to the max and then just failed.
Well, once they have a $10 trillion note, I don't know what else they can do but start chopping zeros off.
Yeah. So if you want to comment, you can join us here. To start things out, though, according to FoxBusiness.com, White House National Economic Director... So this is like one of the top quote-unquote economists who is advising Joe Biden. Sunday touted the Democrats' $1.75 trillion social spending and climate package. Now remember, this is different from the $1 plus trillion infrastructure package that Biden just signed, I think, today or yesterday.
Oh, so instead of actually getting rid of the $4 trillion one, they just split it into two.
That's probably what they did.
Well,
So $1.75 trillion social spending and climate package. I think this is the Build Back Better, so-called, act. Is the solution to
what?
To reducing inflation.
to print $1.5 trillion.
$1.75 trillion is going to reduce inflation, according to this guy.
Well, is this one getting paid for by taxing crypto enthusiasts?
I presume it's going to get paid for by hitting the print button at the Federal Reserve.
Well, you know, the infrastructure one, he said that it's not going to raise taxes because we're just going to make money from getting money from crypto people.
Yeah, that's what he said, but I don't think that's going to pan out as good as he's thinking it's going to.
No, weren't they estimating like that could bring in a potential like $30 billion or something like that? It's not even a drop in the bucket for the trillions of dollars they're spending.
He said services like universal preschool and affordable housing will get more people to participate in the economy and reduce price pressures. Not sure any of that makes any sense to me whatsoever. He was on some show on CNN and ABC as well, saying that he's confident that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will bring Biden's Build Back Better Act for a vote this week and that it will advance to the Senate. Quote, we want to improve the productive capacity of our economy, which will actually reduce price pressures, he said. We want to get more people to work, which will actually reduce price pressures. Well, how is that exactly?
How the government doesn't create jobs.
No.
They still don't understand that, but it makes sense that he would say this, being the top economic advisor to Joe Biden. Of course, an economist is going to say this, because a free market has no need for someone whose job title is economist. It's like, we don't need you. Can you please find a real job, do something useful for society?
So, look, improving the productive capacity would indeed reduce price, right? Like, in theory.
Sure.
Like, if your industry becomes more productive, more efficient,
supply goes up.
If you can manufacture things more affordably, cheaply, then, yeah, okay. That's why you've seen, for instance, over the decades, the price of some things in stores going down, despite overall prices going up, right? Because inflation has continued throughout all of these decades, but some things have gone down in price.
Oh, like corn. I was noticing today. Well,
those might be subsidized.
Yeah, exactly, because they're subsidized.
I was thinking like something
like televisions.
Television's a good example, but something as simple as like a bottle of alcohol, like rubbing alcohol. Like, some of these things have gotten cheaper over the years, and that's just because supply chains generally over time and manufacturing has gotten more efficient, and that's because the market in those areas, especially in, you know, televisions, as you mentioned, has been allowed to operate relatively free of government intrusion.
Yeah.
The electronics sector, for instance, computing, is for the most part, with the exception of like an FCC certification on, you know, new devices, there's not a whole lot of regulations that stand in the way of that particular industry. And so you have seen those prices coming down because the market's been relatively free to act. But that said, what we don't get to know is how cheap these things would really be if they weren't inflating constantly the money supply. Because then those things would be even cheaper than they are.
That's why I love televisions as an idea. I hate television, the programming, but the television as an idea, I love it. Yeah, because a big screen TV used to cost thousands of dollars. It was this great, big, massive thing that only a few people owned.
Oh, yeah.
But now you're almost considered unhuman if you don't have at least a 60-inch television with an LED display that costs you $250 or whatever, versus the thousands of dollars it was just a decade ago.
Yeah, my parents had, I don't know how big about this is, like a very small TV for the average person, like the size of that one up there, and my sister's...
Like 20-inch or something.
Yeah, my sister's boyfriend got them a TV for Christmas, like a big one, because he was just like, how do they watch TV off of that, when it probably would have been so normal, like, I don't know, 30 years ago.
I mean, I grew up on one of those, you know, 27-inch bulky CRTVs.
Yeah, I did too.
I had a big fat one.
Actually, I don't even think it was 27.
I remember working at Kmart back in the day, having to move those things around the stockroom all by myself. And that was 27s were pretty easy to handle, you know, as a teenager, but the 32s were monster. They were just so much heavier and so big and bulky to deal with.
I mean, now you can carry a 32-inch television easily with one hand.
You can do it with one hand, yeah, absolutely. But this guy wants you to believe that if he just simply, as he says, if he passes a $1.75 trillion spending package, that will somehow reduce inflation. as though that will improve the productivity of the economy. This is the thing that these government guys, maybe they don't understand, or they just, you know, they lie, one or the other. Government involvement in the economy is what is ruining productive capacity. Government regulations make things less efficient. They make things more costly over time.
To say nothing of the lockdowns.
Oh, there's that too. So if you want to comment, you can join us here, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. studio tonight, you've got Ian. Sorry, Bonnie, try that one more time.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And you can take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about the ever-present problem, and worse now than probably any point in our lifetimes, is inflation.
I mean, 9% last month versus October of 2020.
Well, now, that's what you're talking about is the producer price inflation index, if I recall correctly. That's what we talked about last week, right? The 9%?
I think so.
Yeah, that was the wholesale price rating as far as what, you know, manufacturers are paying more to make their products. They're paying over 8, close to 9% more on average, as I understand it. But there's actually another story that I've got here from monetarycurrent.substack.com, where a guy named Rob Fredericks runs the numbers, and he says annualized inflation in the United States is over 30%.
That's the number I would believe.
Yeah, totally. So we're going to get back into that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome, but I do want to let you know about Bitcoin, because if you want to get out of this trap, because this is a trap, having the United States dollar or any fiat currency, which means government-issued central bank control.
You mean flat currency? You
know, fiat. Any of them from around the planet is a money trap. They're using you. They're extracting your wealth from you by printing more money into existence, which reduces the value of any savings that you might have in, say, the dollar. So how do you get out of this? Well, you can get something else. You can take your dollars and turn them into things like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin.com will tell you all about that. Go to Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com, and you can learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency in general. What is it that makes it different? Why is decentralization an important aspect of it? They'll go over some of these basics, and it's important to learn this stuff. If you haven't taken the time, spend 5 minutes of your life, and maybe you'll decide you want to dig deeper, because there's other videos. There's just that first introductory video that you absolutely should watch over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and don't forget they've got the latest news headlines as well over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Dave Ridley. He's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey, folks. I wanted to talk a little bit about the elephant in the room and its possible threat to New Hampshire independence. To the New Hampshire Independence Drive, if you want to call it that, and that is the possible coming war with China.
What now? People have been saying this, but I just don't buy it. Why would you believe that this is even a possibility? I mean,
I think it's inevitable, but I don't think it's
like
going
a fighting war, like a shooting war.
I don't know how it will manifest.
I mean, we're their number one customer.
Yeah. That didn't stop World War I. That was the case in World War I, too.
And that says that they want to get their money back that we owe them right now because they are defaulted on their own debt.
I don't owe them anything. I didn't get in debt with China. You're talking about the U.S. government?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's become clear to China at this point that the U.S. government is never going to pay off that debt.
So they're going to sell us to them, is what Matt says.
I don't think that's it, but I think China will inevitably invade Taiwan, and when that happens, it will lead to a wider war. Hmm. I don't see it happening before, like, 2025 or 2026, though.
China's in pretty bad shape. I mean, they're a big country, no doubt about it, and they imprison their own people. I mean, certainly there's some horrible things going on in China, but, I mean, there's videos of just infrastructure there just falling apart. They don't have that much in the way of, like, even aircraft carriers and things like that. I mean, I think that they're a bit of a paper tiger, honestly. But, Dave, what do you think?
Well, we can hope that that's true, and whether it is true or not, there's another elephant in the room, and that's the reason why China is a threat at all. It really shouldn't be. The reason it's a threat is because most of the nations surrounding China have strict gun control laws, or other weapon control laws, which if lifted would make China absolutely unable to take them over. It might have some difficulty even now, right? But, the diplomatic solution, if the United States was doing its job properly, would be to gently, pressure countries near China to, reduce their gun laws. In exchange, I don't know if it would be an exchange for something or not, but it would just be like, hey, if you want to be safe against this government, that's how you do it. You don't have our aircraft carriers in your backyard.
Yeah, maybe, but you know, the reason why governments around the world put in gun control laws is because they're afraid of their own people, and they certainly don't want them rising up against them. I mean, whatever countries we're talking about here, that's probably why they're never going to repeal gun control. I mean, in most countries around the planet, there's severe gun control. The United States is probably the only one where there's relative gun freedom, and even that's not true.
And the United States doesn't want those countries to be able to defend themselves, because if they do, then that's less money being poured into NATO and the military-industrial complex.
Well, that stuff's bankrupting them, not just us. It's bankrupting the Fed. This is something that affects us in New Hampshire, in a sense, because, or at least we have to think about it, because the federal gun control laws actually make us more at risk of any kind of problem. I mean, we're in a good geographical spot in relation to China. But if we were independent, we would be free of all those federal, we'd be free of basically all the gun laws we have in New Hampshire right now. I mean, they're pretty much all federal.
That's right.
And, that would be a huge help for New Hampshire, keeping itself safe from everything, not just China.
We would also be free of all of the hegemony and chaos that the United States government has caused throughout the last two centuries.
Yeah, it would no longer be our problem. The blood would not be on our hands anymore. I mean, there's so many reasons to do this, and I think you're right, Dave. The gun people in New Hampshire, they ought to be very excited about the idea of New Hampshire independence.
You can finally have that AK-47.
You can have a silencer. You can have a whatever you want, you know.
Have a mech nuke.
Well, it's going to be a little harder to get your hands on, I suspect, but you want to grab a tank?
A bit more expensive, I would imagine. But
a rocket launcher, you know, whatever you want. Ridley, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yes, but I forgot what it was.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. He's calling in about the New Hampshire exit, nhexit.us. You can go there and learn more about the constitutional amendment that is being proposed. That we're still waiting on an actual amendment number, like what is the actual bill number going to be. As soon as we know what that is, we'll definitely put that out there, and then maybe the mainstream media will pick
up on that. I suspect they'll have a hard time ignoring it.
Yeah. Yeah, people are already talking about it. There are already letters to the editor that are being written. I know, Bonnie, you found one the other night that was, Laconia, I think. There was like a Laconia.
Yeah, Laconia something Sun. New. Yeah, Laconia Sun, I think.
Yeah, so there was another hate piece that was posted.
Poor baby.
Yeah, these people are upset.
They said that it was already decided that states can't secede in the Civil War, and I left a long comment about how crazy that sounds.
Well, Barack Obama said the same thing during 2012 or whenever they did the petition response things, and the very idea is appalling, even if that was what everyone agreed on back then, and it wasn't. There's a lot of bloodshed about it. But even if everyone agreed on it, that is ruled by the dead. That is dead people who existed more than a century ago telling us how we can and can't govern ourselves. And any American who has the audacity to say something like that should immediately have their citizenship revoked.
They're also a person who's obviously never read the New Hampshire Bill of Rights. And there's very clear, the wording in there is crystal clear.
There's a right to rebellion.
Yes, it's Article Number 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights is a right to revolution. And that's just one of them. Also, Article 7 is also very, very strong. We'll continue here in a moment. So you can bring what you want.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big infrastructure bill is in the books. President Biden signing the $1.2 trillion measure during a bipartisan event on the south lawn of the White House. regarding the bill, the president reminding everyone,
no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny in federal taxes.
A new Politico Morning Consult survey found 50% support overall for the legislation. That's down from 58% earlier this year. The EPA is putting final touches on a national recycling strategy. It will be the first such policy from the EPA and seeks to hit a 50% national recycling rate by the year 2030. EPA Chief Michael Regan saying in a statement that the nation's recycling system is in need of critical improvements. This is USA Radio News. Following a court appearance in a case involving criminal contempt of Congress, longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon is free. Outside a D.C. federal court, Bannon saying,
well, I'm never going to back down, and they took on the wrong guy this time, okay? They took on the wrong guys.
Bannon surrendering his passport and was released on his own recognizance with no bail. The Department of Justice has not tried anyone on contempt of Congress since 1983. The FBI is saying their email server was hacked.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The email messages were filled with ramblings. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in ic.fbi.gov. The FBI said in a statement, the email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. And if you are into cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin and Ethereum, you really ought to take a look at the Bitbox. It is a 100% open source hardware wallet. Now, some of these hardware wallets, they don't have open source. And that means you really don't know what you're getting into.
It's almost as bad as trusting your crypto to Coinbase.
Yeah, almost. And so if you want to learn more about the Bitbox, get on over to box.freetalklive.com. You can order one there. Use code FTL. Save 5% on your Bitbox there. That's, again, box.freetalklive.com. We're also going to be doing a giveaway of one of these things. And here's how you can enter. You can take a screenshot of your subscription to our channel on Odyssey. Now, if you haven't done that yet, you can go to video.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us there, and then just screenshot the fact that you've done that. You can then use that screenshot to tag Aria on our social media site over at social.freetalklive.com. Just upload your screenshot as a post, tag Aria, and then you'll be in the running for winning a Bitbox. And we will pick that winner at some point in the future on an episode of Free Your Talk Live, which is our uncensored internet after show. So, once again, you can go to Odyssey to subscribe to our channel at video.freetalklive.com, take a screenshot of that, and then post it over on our social media server on your account over at social.freetalklive.com.
And how many are we giving away?
I think we've got at least one, and we may do others.
There's a total of three.
Yeah, okay. So, and then you are at Aria on there, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So check that out.
But I mean, if they join, they'll automatically be following me.
Correct. Docs.freetalklive.com to learn more and order yours for 5% off with code FTL. So telling you about this $1.75 trillion spending bill, which remember, that's different than the $1.something trillion spending bill on quote-unquote infrastructure, which, as we talked about a few days ago, includes a mandatory DUI check in every single new car manufactured after 2026. So like,
so that's, the U.S. government won't even exist when that law goes into effect.
Oh, that's a wonderful thought, Aria, and I hope that you're right about that.
That's such a scary idea that every time anybody gets in the car, they have to give a breathalyzer.
Yes. Only if you buy a new car.
That's
yeah,
correct.
But it still creeps me out. Yeah, like, after terrible. A while, old cars are going to be pretty much old, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. You can always buy a good old car with low mileage on it. You just have to look in the right places.
I'm not even that worried about, like, myself, because, yeah, I'll just have an old car. I'll just keep buying old cars as long as I can.
I think a lot of people will do that, especially serious drunk people who don't want to have to deal with having a DUI mandatory, you know, sniffer or whatever in their car.
Well, it's not even that I drink and drive. I just don't want a camera in my car that I didn't install that is monitoring me.
Yeah. It may or may not be a camera, although all these new cars have multiple cameras in various different places.
That's why I don't have those.
Yeah, they haven't yet determined what this technology is going to be. It could be something in your steering wheel that monitors your blood alcohol content through an infrared scan of your thumb.
Yeah, no.
There's a potential for some sort of a sniffing device.
Something that can probably give you cancer through your thumb.
Who knows? Again, the technology has not been decided on yet, but that's one of the things that's included in the quote-unquote infrastructure bill. So it's clear that, you know, they just call these things whatever they want, and they include whatever they want in them. So like you said, you think, Aria, they took that $3.5 trillion and just divvied it up into two separate bills, and I think that's absolutely
It sounds like what that's what done. They did.
Yes.
It does.
So now they've got the Build Back Better plan, and White House National Economic Director Brian Deese is saying that this $1.75 trillion social spending and climate package is going to reduce inflation. He says... Yeah, it is that funny, except unfortunately for the people that actually have dollars, it's not going to be a laughing matter.
It's just silly to think that, hey, inflation is an increase in the money supply, so to fix that, we're going to increase the money supply by another $1.75 trillion.
Yeah.
I mean, that's trillion with a TR.
Yeah. He's talking to people who have no understanding of what inflation actually is. But here's what he has to say. Let's get into some of the more specific statements. He says, quote, you look at something like universal preschool, you know, George. He's speaking with George Stephanopoulos. Economists for decades have been saying there's probably no single investment that could do more to improve the productive capacity of our workforce than investing in universal preschool.
Oh, so they want to have a public preschool system now.
That's exactly what they're talking about.
That way the state controls and has your kids from the ages of 2 to the ages of 18.
Right, instead of 5 to 18.
Or 21,
because
social college that they're going
to add. Yeah, they want to start at 2 or 3 or whatever the hell year kids first start going to preschool. Now, maybe it won't be government run. Maybe they'll just start issuing money to preschool, like, places,
well,
the ones that are obedient and have the specific government programs in place.
That's like government run with extra steps, though.
Yeah.
And they'll ultimately just become government run. Once they do something, they have to send in some bureaucrat. Oh, you're not meeting your quotas. So we got to send in the director of whatever institute to take control.
Quote, by providing affordable child care, affordable elder care, we're going to help get those people back into the workforce, which will reduce price pressures while also reducing the practical costs that Americans face. That's the case we're going to make, and that's the case why delivering right now for the American people is the right thing to do.
No, this is a really good example of a problem the government created 60 years ago that they're trying to fix today. Because
which problem?
You used to have a family where one household was able to provide for everything.
That's right.
And now that's no longer the case.
One person, the dad or whatever,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the gender probably should never have mattered, but sure, it did.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have to if the government hadn't just inflated the money supply and destroyed the economy. And now you have to have at least two people working inside your home just to make ends meet. And even then, you're living paycheck to paycheck with a mountain of debt behind you.
Yeah.
And
this
that's all because of stuff the government did.
Yeah. And
so now they're like, hey, we screwed all that up, so here, we're going to fix it like this. It's just going to screw up something else.
Right. And parents can't just, I mean, like, one of the parents can't just take off for the first 5 years of a child's life anymore.
Because they have so many bills to pay, because taxes are so high,
yeah.
Because of all these burdens, because the dollar doesn't buy what it used to.
So you have to send your kids to pay preschool, and you have to pay for it. Now they're just going to make everyone pay for it, so it doesn't seem like it's going to change anything.
Well, they're going to socialize the cost of preschool, right? So, it'll help the parents, because we're going to force everybody to pay for their preschool now.
Even the people who don't have kids.
That's right. And, of course, again, it'll be either government-run or it will be government-funded, which means that in order to get the government funding, if you run a preschool, you better have the COVID things in place. You better start forcing the masks on the children if you're not doing that at your preschool. And we've seen videos of how horrific that can be when these kids are just being forced against their will to wear masks that are quite obviously uncomfortable and things that they don't want to put on them. So... that's one thing he points out. He also says the bill is fully paid for by raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthiest Americans. Though the Congressional Budget Office has yet to release its scoring of their budgetary impact, the report is expected in the coming weeks. He says he's confident the tab will be ultimately zero. So it's free money.
I don't believe that at all.
Of course not. You shouldn't believe a word these people say.
And how does it reduce inflation? Did he explain that?
Well, he's claiming that it's going to be paid for by taxes on corporations and the wealthiest of Americans.
But I thought he also claimed it would reduce inflation.
Well, that's just the thing they say.
He said they're going to increase productivity, yes. Which will put more goods in the market, which in theory would reduce prices because supply has increased.
In theory.
But the government really doesn't have control over that sort of thing.
That's not what this is going to do. And it's not going to solve the supply chain issues that we've been hearing all about over the last several weeks. By the way, the number of boats, the number of cargo ships out in the Pacific Ocean west of Los Angeles hit a new record high recently.
That can't be correct. Biden ordered the ports to be open 24/7, and he started fining them for staying out in the ocean.
Yeah.
How could that not have fixed it?
I think it went over 110 or something like that. So there's more cargo ships out there now than there ever has been. Your thoughts are welcome if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. The only thing you can do about inflation is protect yourself from it by getting out of the dollar and putting your money and your value into something else. Cryptocurrency, gold or silver, there's other things.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Also call us on our SIP line at sip.freetalklive.com. That's actually not the SIP line, but you can go there to learn how to call us on SIP. Actually, somebody just dialed in. I didn't get a chance to screen it, so we'll get to the SIP call here in just a moment. SIP usually sounds a lot better than just making a regular phone call, so if you got the time to set it up, it's worth the effort. It takes a few minutes. You do have to, like, jump through a few hoops, but then you'll sound pretty awesome by comparison to a normal phone call. So check it out at sip.freetalklive.com. Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio here tonight. So we were talking about how the Biden boss, the top economic advisor, is saying that a $1.75 trillion spending package, this is in addition to the other $1.something trillion they just passed, that Biden literally just signed with the infrastructure so-called spending package. This would be a different one, $1.75 trillion, that's going to somehow reduce inflation. Now, when they say that, what they actually mean isn't that prices are going to go down. What they're saying is, because you got to be careful with politicians, right? When they speak, most of the time they're just straight up lying. But sometimes what they're saying isn't what it seems to be either. Like, when they say reduce inflation, what they mean is they might be able to, maybe, now this isn't going to do this, but they're not talking about reducing the prices of things. They're saying reduce the amount of inflation. So instead of having inflation at 8% or 9%, or as we might find out in a moment here, 30%, they would have it at 7% or 6% or 5%. That is, quote unquote, reducing inflation.
I guess technically it would be,
yeah.
But it's silly, and it's not going to help. And, you know, we hear these numbers like $1.5 trillion, $1.75 trillion, and we don't really think anything about it. I would suggest everyone out there go to usdebtclock.org and just look at the numbers going up. And just try to really understand how catastrophic of a system it is if the United States government is almost $29 trillion in debt. That's a number beyond our capability of understanding.
and they're humongous.
And they're constantly adding to it. Now they want to add another almost $2 trillion to it.
Yep.
And breaking the $30 trillion gap for the first time in history.
And they're going to say that this is paid for, but they're just lying. And these numbers
are
going to go up, and they're going to go up at record levels. And it wasn't that long ago that it was below $10 trillion, by the way. I believe that was in Barack Obama's administration.
I remember it was a $6 trillion surplus during the Clinton administration because of the internet boom and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the Bush administration, it was negative $6 trillion. So, yeah, during the Obama administration, I think it was $10 trillion or so. That was the national debt.
If you want to weigh in here, you can do that. 603-283-6160. Let's go to the SIP line. Who do we have here? You're on Free Talk Live. SIP line? Going once. Now that's what I get for not screening the calls. And maybe that person can try us back here in a bit. So, in other inflation-related news, Rob Fredericks, writing over at monetarycurrent.substack.com, says the latest numbers of the U.S. Consumer Price Index and Producer Price Index, remember the Producer Price Index is the one we were talking about recently, showing record-high producer price inflation, meaning that their prices have gone up an admitted 8 to 9%. And that's what we talked about last week. So these numbers have been released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The information is a month behind, so the numbers correspond with the start of October of this year. He says the October update of the CPI for all urban consumers came in at 276.72. Last month, that same CPI was 274.14. That's a monthly change of 2.58%. 2.58%, which equates to an annualized price inflation of 31%. So you take 2.58 and you multiply it by 12 from the perspective of consumers. And then he gets into some charts. He shows you some more information. But if his, you know, and I don't know what, the, you know, who this guy is. I don't know what his, you know, so-called expertise is on this. But like you said, Aria, that sounds believable, right? 30%.
I mean, based on what we're hearing, something like 20 to 25% of the total U.S. money supply was printed last year.
That's right.
Or within the last 12 or 15 months, whatever it was. So, I mean, that's going to have a noticeable impact because that is inflation. That's 20% inflation by definition.
He says the PPI by commodity came in at 129.7, which is a 29.7% increase from the basis point of November of 2009. And last month, the same PPI was 128.9, and that's a monthly change of 0.8, which means an annualized price inflation at the producer level of 9.6% from the perspective of producers. He says we can see the prices in the U.S. continue to rise with no real signs of deceleration. Note that just before COVID hysteria hit in January of 2020, and he gives some of the other numbers there, prices are now reported at roughly 11 to 18% higher since the madness began. He says Biden's infrastructure bill will only fuel the fire of rising prices. Add to that the rest of the impending Build Back Better agenda, and that fire turns into a bomb. And this year, you know, it's not over yet.
Sadly, no. They have plenty of time to pass this stupid new bill, and they probably will because they're calling it, what is it, social and climate spending
climate.
Package.
But
that's
big
right.
Buzzword right now because they're having, you know, a summit or whatever in Scotland about the climate that Greta Thunberg is like outside protesting or whatever.
Oh, is she?
I don't know if she's protesting. She's saying that they need to do more.
Yeah, she's
well, they need to
protesting.
At least not drive fly private jets to these things. I think if they want to lecture us about carbon, it wouldn't. But if they want to lecture us about carbon footprints, I saw an article recently that, you know, having a 6-pound cat is dangerous to the you know, global warming. I don't remember exactly what the article was, but it's basically saying, I don't know, I didn't click it. I saw that it was stupid, and I said, I'm not reading this.
A 6-pound cat.
Well, any cat. Having a house cat is causing irreparable damage to the climate. Let's see, just said this article.
Where would the cat be? They would just be outside doing its thing, probably not causing irreparable damage to the climate.
Are they calling
climate.
For, like, an extermination of cats?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't, like I said, I didn't click the article. I saw that. I said, that's a stupid headline, and I'm not wasting valuable time reading that.
Is this, like, cow farts?
Probably.
Could be.
It could be the litter, too. They could be saying if they were outside, they wouldn't be using litter, but I don't see how that's really changing the climate.
Well, they haven't gotten to the point of telling people they can't have pets yet, but there are some people who have actually predicted this, like as part of the whole World Economic Forum Great Reset thing, the idea being that pets are somehow bad for the environment or whatever their excuse is going to be, they'll want to take away pets. They were sort of hinting at it during COVID by saying that, oh, dogs and cats could spread COVID. And so,
In China, they actually killed people's pets.
Yeah.
At least on occasion.
Well, and then there was it Denmark that exterminated like millions of, what was it?
Minks.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not...
Those weren't really pets, but it was still an extermination.
But yeah, it's an extermination of a harmless animal that was not going to harm anyone in any way, shape, or form, but they went ahead and killed off over a million of them.
Oh, and Fauci was exterminating beagles.
That's right, he was testing beagles in a very horrific manner. This was some number of years ago in, I think, North Africa, where they forced the dogs, they cut out their vocal cords, and then they put them into some sort of
a net.
Confinement, yes, and they had sand fleas, I believe it were, that were eating their faces off or something horrific like that. So, look, they're willing to do horrific things to innocent animals, and the whole idea is that if they can
including humans.
Yes, and if they can separate humans from their animals, then that makes them even more lonely and even more desperate and even, in an even worse circumstance on an individual level. Now, again, no one has made that proposal just yet.
Because people would freak out.
Yeah, they would definitely freak out.
I would literally absolutely lose my life over somebody coming in trying to take coconut.
But what if they were told that now their dogs are carrying COVID? And now, obviously, those of us who, don't buy this whole COVID narrative aren't going to buy into this. But the people that do, they may just sadly decide that they're not going to have Fido anymore because they need to keep their families safe. I mean, they love their dog, but they love their family more. And so,
well, then they don't love their dog, because if you get your dog, then that dog becomes part of your family at that point.
No doubt about
it. That's how dogs are.
But you've seen how insane these people are about COVID, right? Like putting on three masks and, doing
everything. I've never seen three masks.
Everything they're told to do. You've seen two, though, right?
Yes.
Somebody did three.
I'm sure.
They did. Again, we're not there yet, but that's certain. That's something people have been speculating about. 603-283-6160 is the number here. I know, Aria, you have something to weigh in on inflation as well. We can talk about that. And
we mostly covered it.
Oh, did we? Well, then coming up, we'll talk about notifications and Americans and maybe others around the world's obsession and frustration with them. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. 603-283-6160.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.